Democrat Janet Mills is one of four candidates vying to become the next governor of Maine. During an appearance today on Maine Calling, host Jennifer Rooks asked Mills what she believes should be done about the partisan divide in our state.
Oh, a lot needs to be done about that. First of all, if I'm privileged to become the next governor of Maine, you will not find me governing by veto. I will govern in a transparent manner. I will hopefully attract the best and the brightest to Maine state government. They will be able to share their ideas, their information, their data. We will look to the future. I will work across the aisles to work with members of all three parties in the legislature to get the best public policy done for Maine people. I have a record of doing that. I served on the Appropriations Committee for 4 years where we did seven budgets. We had to do that by working across the aisle. And those were some of the toughest years in Maine's economy. You know, the recession of 2008, it wasn't easy to do any budget. But we worked very hard day and night across the aisle to get things done.
I won't ask you if you support the plan to expand Medicaid, because I think anybody who's followed Maine news in the last couple of years knows that you support the expansion of Medicaid. As governor, though, I'll ask you this. How would you implement that expansion, and how would the state pay for it?
I am the only candidate in the race who's actually secured funding for to start up the Medicaid expansion program. I found $35 million I brokered from the two largest tobacco companies in the world, Philip Morris and R.J. Reynolds. And that money has gone directly into the Fund for Healthy Maine, which is available to the Medicaid program. I think the first thing we got to do is audit the Medicaid program, find out where the money is gone. There seems to be a surplus there. And what the Appropriations Committee learned was there's plenty of money there right now to start up the program and get it going for the next, for the foreseeable future, for the rest of this budget biennial. Then we've also got to look at implementing cost controls, of course, as we go along. See what the claims data shows. See how many people are going to enroll and what kinds of issues they have. And make sure we focus on preventative care and cost controls and managed care for high-cost treatments.
Janet Mills, if governor, what would you do to address Maine's workforce shortage?
I've got an economic action plan that I put out several weeks ago. You can see it on my website. And it includes incentives for people to come back to work, come back to Maine to work here. A welcome home program, for instance, for Maine young people to return to Maine, to open up a business here. It includes a rural workplace grant to help communities build infrastructure, including broadband, and paired with co-working spaces for small businesses in the rural areas. And expanding small businesses in the rural areas, too. So we've got a lot of incentives. I support Maddie Daughtry's tax credit program for people graduating from post-secondary schools to come back here and get tax credits for paying off their school loans, paying down their school loans. Those kinds of measures can help encourage young people to move back to Maine or to stay here in the first place when they graduate from post-secondary education and contribute their productivity to our workforce.
What would you do to address Maine's opioid crisis?
Well, boy, oh boy, this is something I've been working on for the better part of 6 years now. In the Office of the Attorney General, we deal with this crisis every day. I developed a plan that's on my website. It's been out there for almost a year, a 10-point plan for addressing the opioid crisis. That includes allowing naloxone to be distributed, widely distributed, to save lives. I've done this myself. I've given out naloxone to Narcan to 85 different police departments. And with that Narcan alone, we've saved 450 lives. Now we've got to find ways to turn those lives around. I like what the legislature did this spring and summer, enacting $6.5 million of funds for treatment facilities and for medication-assisted treatment over the governor's veto. We also got to get into the schools early and involve ourselves in more prevention and education programs.
That's Democrat Janet Mills. She's one of four candidates for governor.